Pulse One Sport with Provident, a Bradford business since 1880. Sponsors of the Bradford City Community Enclosure, backing the Bantams.
It was a lot better. We're disciplined and compact without the ball, and as the game wore on, we got better with the ball. And so a response from Tuesday, I thought it was there. I think we've probably been a little bit of a side who we've signed a lot of players, and we've got a bit of quality, and the results will take care of themselves. But you've got to get those quality players to work in a disciplined, committed fashion first and foremost, and that was the difference today. You know, we looked solid. The new lads came in and did really well. And it's given us something to build on.
You talked about the Bradford spirit. It was there in abundance today, wasn't it? You know, we did everything the way you would expect.
Yep. I said many times, I said again on Thursday afternoon when we had the meeting, that, you know, we play with a certain determination at this club, and nothing else is acceptable as far as I'm concerned, as far as Steve and the rest of the staff are concerned. And the performances when I drive away have got to reflect, you know, what the staff are all about, what the supporters are all about, and what the club are. And today it did, and it's a building block for us to move forward.
Only disappointment was didn't get the goal. We had so many opportunities. Hanson, McArdle, and Stephen Davis. I'm sure he's disappointed he didn't put that one away.
I mean, that was the biggest moment of the game for me. He's clean through, and he's done great today, Steve. You know, he did a good job for the team, but, you know, once we get the ball into his feet, he's a very, very dangerous player, and I thought he was excellent. We should have scored. He knows that, and he's frustrated. But I'll take a committed display from him today, because that gives him something to move forward with.
Yeah, you mentioned it, the new players who came in. You've got to be really pleased with Lee Evans, who bossed it in midfield, and also the young kid at the back was excellent.
Yeah, first of all, with Lee, he just gives us that power as well as quality in there. You know, just felt that the games we played, we've been getting overpowered in that middle of the park, and he's a strong boy. He's only young, but he's good on the ball, and had to do the job like Davo for the team. But as the game wore on, he saw more and more of the ball, and that's sometimes the way football is, especially away from home. But he showed he could do the disciplined side, and his quality came through. And young Reese at the back, I thought, was really, really good for us today. You know, it was a tough game for him to play in, because, you know, Barnsley, even though they play 4-5-1 and try and get that possession in the middle of the park, you know, one of the main strengths is the set plays with Niatanga and the two big centre backs going forward with Winnell. And, you know, he had to stand strong today with the long throws and everything, and I thought that was a big test for him, which he came through.
Would have been cruel if that chance at the end had gone in, because we'd done all the hard work.
Yeah, I mean, there was only one team going to win, really. Yep. In the last 20-25
we were all
minutes.
Over them, weren't we?
You know, it was wave after attack, and we're locking attacks in, and, you know, Josh Morris came on. I thought he put some fantastic crosses. You know, the two lads who came on, Luke and Josh, did really well for us. And it would have been cruel. It would have been cruel. But we got something today, because we deserved it. And, you know, we always say to the lads that, you know, football is such a hard game to get points, to get three. And you've got to really earn it with the manner of the way you play. And, you know, if we play in that discipline, set out the game plan like we did today and stick to it, then that bit of quality, like Stephen Davis, should come through.
Yeah.
And it nearly did.
4-4-2 today, you made the change.
Yeah, like I said in the press before, that I felt players had had chances and not taken them. The honeymoon period of new players coming in and getting up to speed is over. I said the team would take a while to evolve in terms of our best 11, but now the lads who've got the shirts, I've got to keep hold of them, and we'll make that decision going into next week's game.
Is it the end of the diamond, Phil? The wings played so well today.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you know, we've played well today, and we'll just assess it as we're driving back. But obviously, I think the supporters can detect that the fact that we brought in three wide players,
yeah,
and we wanted to play with more width this year. We didn't have enough options last year, but obviously it's been getting those players ready to play, you know, and that's been the key. But all three of them made contributions today.
Yeah, and we're still looking for that first win, but if we put in a performance, a stint like that at Port Vale, against Port Vale next week, it's coming.
Give ourselves a chance.
Yeah.
Give ourselves a chance to win by playing with commitment and organisation and honesty, and that's what we've done today. And so, big improvement. I'm a lot happier than I was Tuesday. You know,
I can tell.
there's a lot of thinking to be done after Tuesday leading up to this game, and I thought the support was excellent today, I have to say, right from the first minute, the reception they gave the boys, and, you know, it was a very quiet Oakwell in terms of Barnsley fans, and I thought, you know, at times it was like a home game, we were attacking our fans in the second half.